Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California, on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on October 27th. And the Sacramento Kings are 3-3. Fifth seed in the Western Conference. And I'm very excited. I'm joined by Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and Bryce Ritchie on kind of a chalk talk style of day. And they're laughing at me because I said I was going to start the show with that. The Kings have more wins right now than the Timberwolves, the Lakers, and the Thunder. So,
and the Rockets.
Chew on that. And the Rockets.
And the Philly.
Great. Fifth seed in the Western Conference. It's been a long time.
And the Warriors. Oh.
No, not the Warriors.
How many games have they played?
We are 3-3. Listen,
not losing.
Small victories, okay? We'll take it. Baby steps.
Three small victories.
What was your over-under? On the season?
I think it's 26.
Oh.
What was my over-under?
What, 23 to go? Yeah, what was yours?
Oh, mine was lower than that, 24.
Yeah, I know. So, like, 21 to go.
One-eighth of the way there.
But 3-3. Yeah,
we're leading with the Kings.
I just had to say that for...
So my first visit on this sports show, and you're leading with the Kings.
I have to.
Good.
It can only go up from here.
Hey, listeners.
Real quick, let's get into last night's... baseball game.
Is it still going?
That went, yeah, exactly. But, and I knew you're going to give me a hard time for saying this. Jared, it was no 20 innings. It went 18. It didn't go 20.
Yeah.
Unlike the Colt 45
game. Joe Buck's
got
nothing on you.
No, I was telling Bryce last night, we're watching the game, and I told Bryce, I said, Joe Buck is so tired right now. He is exhausted. Poor guy.
Yeah. It's terrible just sitting there watching baseball.
Making millions of dollars.
So, I told you guys this. Earlier, before we got on the air, but last night's game was longer than the entire 1939 World Series between the Yankees and the Reds. That's insane.
Well, yeah, I mean those 1939 Yankees. Whew, I mean, they put you away quick.
Yeah, they knew how to get business done.
All right, so Tom, you're wearing all Iowa stuff today.
I am.
Who are they playing? I don't even know.
Penn State.
Oh.
A huge game in Happy Valley.
Joe Pa.
This afternoon. No. I don't think Joe Pa will be there.
Is the statue still there? It's not, right?
No. They took it down.
Oh.
That's what we're talking.
Maybe it can't all go up from here.
Okay, so I was thinking last night what I wanted to lead with today.
The Kings.
It's college football. I don't know. You can't talk college football with Connor because he doesn't know what the heck he's talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
No clue. Just say Alabama is good and then move on.
That's the hottest take of the year for me.
Exactly.
But I want to kind of start with this. So I was thinking last night about how I always rip on bandwagon fans. And then I realized, okay, well, when did I become a fan of my favorite teams, the Niners, the Kings, and the Giants? And I think it happens pretty much worldwide that when you start becoming a fan,
the Sharks.
Yeah, the Sharks, but I mean they're lower tiered. Sac Republic, but they lost last week, so I'm still kind of recovering.
Bitter.
I am, yeah. A 2 seed to a 7 seed, not happy. But I think what happens a lot is that when you become a fan, it's typically because a team is good. So I have a question for you, Tom, because you have some obscure teams that you root for. Like, it's not, it doesn't geographically make sense.
Yeah, see, I didn't grow up in Sacramento, so I can't, you know, I'm not a Kings fan.
Right.
But.
So why are you? You're a Cubs fan. You're a Steelers fan.
Cubs fan, Steelers fan. I guess a pseudo Warriors fan, just because of geography. When I moved here, they got hot, and it was just kind of fun to cheer for them. But I'm not like a huge Warriors fan.
Right, but why?
But I was
the Cubs?
A Seattle SuperSonics fan.
Right.
So why the Cubs? My dad. I mean, my dad was a Cubs fan his entire life. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Iowa. The Triple A team. I mean, Iowa Cubs? Doesn't have a pro sports team.
Yeah,
so,
and
I grew up in the 80s because that's when the superstations hit. There are a lot of Cubs and Braves fans out there because of WGN and TBS.
Right.
And so, yeah, in the afternoons in the summertime, my buddies and I would sit around and watch WGN and watch the Cubs. They were the only two teams you could choose from.
Huh.
So the Cubs, that's how that happened with my dad. And you know, and obviously, 2016 was a lot of fun and nostalgic. And
I'm sure,
you know. And then the Steelers won the first Super Bowl that I remember watching.
Okay,
so here's your theory.
Yeah, so that was my theory. The Kings were good when I became a fan. I started to become a Giants fan in 2008, 2009.
That's just a funny sentence. The Kings were good.
I'll never forget this. I'm going through a line at Taco Bell at Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals in 2002. And for some reason, my dad and I are going to Taco Bell because my dad is probably...
Is that a traditional pregame meal or what?
No. My dad single-handedly keeps Taco Bell
alive
in business. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there are others.
He can recite... I think, you know, he doesn't have a left thumb. And I think because of that...
It
gives him this superpower to where... He, like, knows specifically where almost...
Thumbless burrito eater.
Yes.
That's your dad.
Thumbless Rob. Oh,
okay.
Thumbless Rob.
Wow.
And
I've never heard you call him that.
Really?
I've even met him and didn't know this.
What? Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
No left thumb.
That's usually how he introduces
him. But he knows, like,
why?
Where Taco Bell is in the
why?
Central Valley in Sacramento.
Screw Taco
California.
Bell. Why does your dad not have a left thumb?
Well, this one time at Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, he...
That's a big bite, Rob.
He cut it off with a skill saw before I was born. I wish I'd have been there for that moment.
Okay.
Maybe it can't all go up from there.
All right.
Okay,
so Iowa plays Penn State in football today.
Give us your take on that game that I'm sure a lot of people are going to be watching.
It's
just
a huge
not on the West
game.
Coast.
It's a huge game. You know, the Hawkeyes got a chance to go into Happy Valley, get a win, and take control of the Big Ten West.
Oh, okay. That is a big game.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
I know.
At all.
I know.
At all.
And the Kings are what?
They're 3-3.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fifth seed in the West.
Okay, good, yeah.
Fifth seed in the West.
Oh, wow.
That's big time.
That's a road game.
We'll take it. All right, Bryce, what about you or your fandom? I know you're pretty much a local guy as well.
I am. Giants fan from birth, first game when I was 6 months old. And
do you remember? How'd that go?
They won.
Did you?
Yeah. But they were bad. This is the 90s. The Giants weren't good.
Okay, but you were an avid fan. When
I mean,
they were
bad. You had to be bundled up, like.
Oh yeah, we went to games.
I mean,
my parents,
a 6 month old at the stick.
Yeah,
is not a good combo.
In August.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's 80 mph, 12-degree winds at the stick.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Two hands on it all the time. I fly away.
Yeah. They were bad. The Raiders, I worked for the Raiders for a couple seasons, and they were bad too. I started the season before they signed Derek Carr.
Bryce just likes bad stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I take credit for any of their recent success because I started working for them.
For the Raiders?
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you checked the local,
I know,
the recent standings?
Yeah. Well, we have three first round draft picks next season. Four
now.
Round, yeah. With the trade of Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
So,
so you're
I might be able to play for him later.
I think we could go sign up right now.
You know, December 9th is the last visit for the Steelers to the Black Hole.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun. But I can't go to the Black Hole as a Steelers fan because I can't turn it off.
You won't.
And
I won't return.
I would get beat up.
Yeah. It'll happen.
It'd be fun.
I've seen it happen.
I mean, I have several people that want me to go for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to do with the game. They just want me to get the hell beat up.
So you kind of debunk my theory then, Bryce.
Bryce just chooses everything that's bad.
I mean,
really, it's kind of the reverse of your theory.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm also a Penguins fan because of the same reason.
But they're fantastic.
They won the first Stanley Cup that I remember.
Yeah.
And they have the best puck handler in the game.
What?
Sonics fan for the same reason.
Yeah.
Again, your theory holds water.
I think so.
No, this wasn't Gary Payton. This was Jack Sigma. And Dennis Johnson. That's the only time the Sonics won one.
Do we need to take a look at Tom's...
They lost one.
Tom's birth certificate to figure out how old he is. Gary Payton?
I love Gary Payton.
McLove?
Yeah.
Sean Kemp?
Yeah. Sure.
Ray Allen?
Sure. Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah. All right. This was the most pointless segment in the history of my show. We'll be back.
Yes!
We'll get a little more into whatever when we come back here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Kings are 3-3.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony, complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
When you're looking out at pets your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, segment two. Bryce Ritchie, Tom Galbraith with me, and of course, the lovely producer, Jared King, who had to sit through last night's Simpson basketball win, a blowout win, which was a lot of fun. But anyway, also the Kings are 3-3. I just want to reiterate.
Fifth seed in the West.
The Steelers are 3-2-1. First place. Talk about your fifth seed team. Go ahead. I don't care.
3-2-1.
They are 3-2-1. They tied the Browns. Oh my God.
Okay, better than losing to them.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Okay, so last night's game, it's in the 14th inning, and I'm thinking in my head that, okay, this is the pivotal moment in this game or in this series for the Dodgers and the Red Sox, because now that you're so far into your bullpen, if the Dodgers win, this could be a huge momentum shift.
They actually have a shot now.
Right. And if they lose, they're pretty much out. So last night was a must-win game. Now,
stop it. Just stop it.
Say that is because
you invited me on the show just to say that.
I had this plan last night. Oh,
see, okay, it was a must win. You're right.
Thank
that
you.
Was today is a must win for a lot of teams.
Yeah,
you must win every game.
No, you don't. It's not,
no,
I'm
must
not
win.
That.
Must win.
But for the point of having momentum and things, I think it was a must win.
There's no such thing as a must win unless you are facing elimination.
Many sportscasters would disagree with you.
Yeah, well, many are idiots.
I think it's a term that's used too often now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
You mean like right now?
Well, I just did that to bait you.
I know. I'm falling for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking the bait.
Perfect.
Isn't right. that what I was supposed to do?
Yes.
You just want me to sit here like...
No, I wanted you to get all upset about
no, I'm
it.
Just going to be pouty over here in the
okay.
corner.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, so... Real quick.
But just so we're clear, there's no such thing as a must win unless it's an elimination game.
Technically, yes, but I think...
If the Red Sox had won last night...
Then it would be...
Game four?
Must win
for the Dodgers.
Right, but I'm saying nowadays we don't use it as a term meaning that you have to win.
Even though that's what it means.
A need to win.
Need to win.
You need to win it.
And must win
are
very
different,
yes. And I think that's what a lot of people get confused with. Last night, the Dodgers needed to win.
Right.
And they did.
So did the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you always need to win, but more
well,
than
no,
anything,
I'm saying, no, I'm saying the way the series now
oh,
sets
right,
up,
right,
it actually became a need to win for the Red Sox.
Yeah, if it had ended in the ninth, it wasn't a need to win for the Red Sox. They could be 2-1 and still be in good pitching shape, but because of how many arms they
used.
That's
what I was
going to
say. Now, because of the bullpen and all those issues, however, the fact that the Red Sox could use one of their long relievers who was a starter really helped them out. Uvaldi is his name.
Yeah.
And, so I think that'll help them a little bit as well, but with the bullpen kind of hurting a little bit, we'll see what happens tonight. Should be interesting.
I mean, the Dodgers had to play just as many innings, so I mean, there is
yeah, absolutely. But when you have a walk-off win
and I mean, I don't think this should be lost. The Red Sox are a better team.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Now, is the better team going to win the series? Not always, but. So, I mean, it's almost like it's evened the series rather than
right.
the Dodgers having an advantage.
No, absolutely. Just we'll see what the momentum takes here tonight. My other question for you, Tom, as a Steelers fan, is Ben Roethlisberger over the hill?
No.
Really?
I mean, he's getting to the top.
They're 3-1.
I mean, they're in first place.
Yeah.
They didn't even play a game
goodness.
Last week and went from third place in the AFC North. The first place.
That's how you know your conference is bad, when you don't have to play and you jump two seats.
Your division is bad.
So? All you got to do is win it.
But
I mean,
every week out of Pittsburgh, there's some issue personnel-wise. Antonio
sure.
Brown.
Yeah.
Le'Veon
but that's
Bell.
Not a ref, that's not a
yeah,
Ben
that's not
issue.
Ben.
No, I know. I was just asking about Ben. I just feel like the Steelers right now are a mess, and Mike Tomlin is
I think they're
lost.
Cleaning up the mess a little bit,
are
though.
They?
Winning makes a lot of things more fun.
No, absolutely. And it makes a lot of those problems go away.
Well, yeah.
And Connors has been really good. I said earlier on this show that why would they pay Le'Veon Bell when their number two is not $13 less
as
good as...
Yeah, but, I mean, Le'Veon Bell is way better than James Conner.
Is he $13 million better?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And the Steelers traditionally aren't big pay. That's why, that's part of the reason I love them, because they are not a big pay franchise. They're not the Cowboys. They're not going to go out and get the newest shiny thing. And
Amari Cooper.
And yet we've got six Super Bowl titles.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I love about the organization. The Rooneys have always done it their way. They've always, as a small market team, they're still, I think, one of the best franchises in the history of sports.
I think you can't. In NFL, you can't have small market teams.
The Green Bay Packers.
I understand.
Have you been to Green Bay?
Green Bay smaller. Than
I understand
Reading.
That. No, that's. I understand
Green
Bay's that.
Smaller than the 1939 World Series.
There
I'm
were more
no,
fans.
I'm saying that it isn't as important. In the NFL, is what I'm saying. NBA, this player movement isn't really a thing in the NFL. It is,
right.
But I'm saying it's not NBA where you're going to
the Well, the Raiders
cities.
Are trying to make it a thing.
Right. What, to get getting out of Oakland?
Right. Yeah. Well, no. Player movement.
Yeah.
They gave
right,
up Mac.
Right.
They gave up Cooper.
Yeah. Rumors on Carr.
I actually think
yeah. Who would take him?
I know. I think
no one.
I think
hope you have a you're not going to get a first round pick for
I
him.
Hope you have a towel in the corner if he gets hurt.
Maybe the Niners will take him.
Maybe then he wouldn't have to move. Wouldn't that be great?
Happy story for everybody. Hey, we need a quarterback. I'm sorry, C.J. Beathard's not.
C.J. Beathard's not good. He's not your franchise.
No, he played well against.
Yeah,
Green
he's
Bay.
He's a backup.
He is a backup.
He is what we thought he was.
Absolutely. tonight, what is game four?
That comes after game three.
And before game five.
That comes after game three.
Oh, my goodness. This is your last time on the show, though.
Good. All right. I'd hate getting up.
Okay, so real quick, also, I want to get into NBA finals predictions. Who's going to win the East?
What?
We all know who's winning the West.
We do?
The Golden State Warriors.
Do
we? Taking the
we know that.
Yes.
I saw this. One of my buddies.
What if Steph gets hurt?
Then they still have Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and
DeMarcus Cousins, who got ejected last night, by the way, which is just awesome.
It is.
There you go, Boogie.
Somebody bet $670, or spent $600. What was the math on
that? Uh-oh. Hang on. Hold on.
No, he spent $67,000 to bet on the Warriors to make the playoffs to win $670.
Well, that's $670. I think he's going to win.
I think he's going to win, too.
You know what that's called? Just a low-stakes investment.
You might as well invest in mutual funds. I mean,
good.
Payouts quicker.
That return is not guaranteed.
No, true. True. Neither's. I mean, who knows?
This one is. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, all right.
What do they have to beat? The five-seeded Kings? I think they'll
beat. They're 3-3, Tom.
And oh, we are 3-3. Yeah. We've won two straight. We're a juggernaut.
Yeah. 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 I mean, who's next? Who do the Kings play next?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I know. I should know that.
How can you be a fan? I bet Dan knows.
Dan does.
Hi, Dan.
I'm sure.
Guest caller?
No, Dan's not going to call in. Dan's sleeping right now. He had a long night as a Red Sox fan.
Oh. Sorry, Dan.
Who do they play, Bryce?
They play the Heat, the 2-2 Heat.
Just a battle of 500 teams.
On the road?
Just a middle of the road 500 nobody cares NBA game.
Yeah, and
right
at
there.
2-2, they're only the 7th seed in the East.
I mean,
scrubs.
I'm joking when I say what seed we are
because
it does not matter at this point. Okay, just referencing. But the fact that we are a 5 seed is
right.
It's interesting. We beat the Thunder on the road with Westbrook. I'm happy with
that. Right. Only 76 games to play.
Long way to go.
Just take it in six-game increments.
Watch next.
What's your magic number?
Watch next.
118.
Watch next Saturday. I'm going to come in. The Kings are going to lose like 3 straight. I'm going to just be pissed
depressed.
Off. Yeah. The Kings are 3-6.
I mean,
more than 12.
We're back.
They're C.J. Beathard. They are what we thought they were.
No, they're playing a new fast-paced style, and it's really fun to watch.
Ooh,
and went from last.
I can't wait for you to get me a ticket to the game.
I know. I got to get Jared tickets too.
Ah, see,
they're going to go from last in points per game to first in points per game so far. They're second in points per game.
Well, that's so good.
That's a drastic
that's so
change.
So cute.
98 to
120. The Kings are doing fun stuff. That's cute.
We're changing the culture.
Of,
changing the culture
of the Kings.
The Sacramento Kings.
What?
5th seed. 3-3.
Can we print up T-shirts?
What, to say?
I don't know.
3-3.
3-3.
3-3.
We're not below 500.
That's what it was saying on the back.
That is my 100%.
That's Mendoza?
That's, yep, exactly. 500, get us above 500. If we win 30 games this year, I'm stoked.
That's not 500.
That's not
500. I know it's not, but I'm saying that's
82
a good
divided
up.
By 2 is not 30.
Right.
You were struggling with math earlier. I just wanted to make sure.
I was struggling trying to remember what it was. Boston Celtics versus Philly in the East. I don't think there's a whole lot of
Toronto.
Opportunities. But that's what I was going to say. I almost think that Philly kind of not hit their ceiling last year, but with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, I think they were pretty good.
So the World Series is going on. Right?
Yeah. I've said this many times
on
this show.
We're in the middle of the NFL.
Yep.
College football is as big as it can be this week.
And we're talking
and we're talking what's going to happen in June.
We're taking after ESPN.
So,
you know,
well, ESPN not
LeBron. Oh, LeBron James, yeah. LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. Yeah. Let me get in the
exactly.
Let me get in the requisite
here's how
number.
Here's how important Major League Baseball is right now in the United States.
Oh, I completely agree with you.
Game 7 of the NLCS was happening the same night as LeBron's first game in Los Angeles. And what did ESPN lead with?
LeBron.
LeBron. Yeah. So it's just...
And they lost.
Yeah.
They did.
They lost their first game in L.A.
They're 2-3.
They did. Yeah.
So my point is that I'm kind of just following suit. People don't really care about Major League Baseball.
People really care about the NFL.
They do. And I know. I'm going to get to that. We still got two more
segments. You're just a Niners fan. You're just a bitter, bitter little Niners fan.
Honestly, I'm not bitter at all. Our quarterback got hurt. It is what it is.
I know, but
go out of bounds.
You're terrible.
Go out of bounds.
You're terrible.
Go out of bounds.
So you're a little bitter that he didn't go out of bounds.
I mean, you should be bitter for the last decade.
He went.
I mean, you lost to the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and it's just been downhill from there.
Yep. Well, as soon as we got rid of Harbaugh, it's been.
Yeah.
Man. Well, at least we have a coach that could actually drop an offensive play. Between the Sacramento Kings and the San Francisco 49ers, the amount of head coaches that have gone through of just...
Of your life?
What, it's like
can
one
you keep
third
track of
the
Browns?
My least favorite was Jim Tomsula.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I had him.
I wasn't a fan
of Mike. I had him in the pool.
I wasn't a fan of Mike Shanahan. I'm sorry, not Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Really?
Nah. Good Lord. Why can't I think of his name? Middle linebacker for the Bears.
Oh.
In the 85 Bears.
Yeah. Big eyes.
You're not gonna help me?
No.
I
am not gonna help you.
I can't think
you.
Of his name. Anyway, so for the Kings, we had Keith Smart, who was also big eyes.
Yeah, well, he hit one big shot.
Yeah.
He did win an NCAA title for Indiana.
I'm aware.
Okay.
So Keith Smart for the Kings. We also had Eric Musselman, who was horrific for 2 years, but now he's doing good things in Nevada, so good for him. But just not an NBA coach. Trying to think who else. Paul
if your
Westfall.
Last name is Musselman and you can't get an NBA job, I mean,
he's 5'8".
The thing I hate about the Kings are guilty of this. The thing I hate about NBA coaches, the retreads are like unbelievable.
What do you mean?
You stunk it up in Toronto.
But we'll give you a chance.
But hey,
yeah.
Sacramento,
that does
open
happen.
Arms.
Yeah.
That does
oh
happen.
My goodness, it happens terrible.
I just think that there's so few good coaches out there in the NBA. There's maybe six.
What does it take to be a coach in the NBA?
Apparently, a lot.
I'm a Tom.
You're a babysitter.
They're choosing to retread rather than venture out. There's tons of good coaches, and they choose to go with someone who has a consistently losing record.
I would kind of disagree with that. David Blatt. Was recently new, then he's got kicked out for new coach Tyronn Lue.
Right.
They
had to go to Russia to find him.
Brad Stevens, new coach, took him from Butler.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr, new coach, was a GM. So a lot of these coaches now who are at the top of the league.
What's a new coach? Because Kerr's been around for so long.
But he hadn't been a head coach. First-time head coach is what I'm saying. All those guys are first-time head coaches in the NBA. Eric Spoelstra, same thing. So a lot of, I would say Spoelstra's a top 10 coach.
Pop was that way.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I think...
What, 20 years ago?
You're thinking about, like, the Stan Van Gundys and the guys that have been recycled many times.
Musselman.
But I think...
Musselman. His dad.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Started all this.
And Dunleavy as well. He got multiple jobs, too.
Well, you got your guy who's Portland... Terry
Stotts?
No. Mustache. You know.
McMillan?
No.
Now I'm getting, now this is...
It'll be fun. You'll think
who?
Of it.
Can you define him better?
No. Mike Singletary.
Thank you, Mike Singletary. Wow.
That's not who I was talking about.
No, I know. That's my... I
who was the coach of the Kings
Adelman.
When they were good?
Yeah. Rick Adelman.
Rick Adelman.
Yeah.
He's a retread.
Yes, he was, and he was successful in Sacramento. Should have won an NBA title.
The referee screwed him.
Yeah.
It is well documented.
All right. Jerry, we got to go to a break, right? Okay.
Do we have any listeners left? I mean, we had a guy tweet in, right?
About three
stick
three
handling?
So, what,
can I talk about that real quick? Because Sidney Crosby's still really good.
Okay, so the text said,
yeah,
Jack Eichel from Buffalo is a better puck handler than Sidney Crosby. Your thoughts? Are you biased?
Watch the overtime goal in Edmonton.
Are you
this
biased?
Week. No, I think I'm pretty solid on this
I'm with
one.
Tom, and I'm a Ducks fan. Mm-hmm. Go watch that goal.
You're a Ducks fan?
I'm a Ducks fan, man.
How did you not know this?
I didn't know that. Wow. All right, Jared, we'll take a break here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR loaded receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on segment three.
With is it Tom. Three already?
Yes. Yeah, this is the,
as in three and three?
This is the
Kings of the Fist?
Yeah,
Kings.
I'm sorry. I
this is
that,
segment the Kings number of wins.
The Kings are 3-3. That,
and
yeah,
losses.
That song
and
is
losses.
Always third. True. That song is always the third segment intro, so that's how I know.
Oh, it is? Yeah. I should have known that.
Yeah. As an avid listener.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
My grandma is a big fan, knows.
What?
My grandma, who's a big fan of the show, knows. That
oh,
that's
really?
The third, yeah.
Hi, Grandma.
She's brought it up.
She have two thumbs?
No, she's not. Yeah, she does.
Okay,
she
good.
Does. She's great. She's our long-time listener.
not a first-time caller.
Not a first-time caller. No. No.
Call your grandma.
She'll call me.
Connor, call your grandma.
She'll call me and give me thoughts tomorrow. She'll say, it's, you know, it cracks me up. She'll say, you know, Connor, I really didn't like that music underneath it. And I was like, well, why is that? It sounded like it was supposed to be like in the dojo. And I'm like, well, Grandma.
In the what?
But it's like kind of has some.
Your
like,
grandma's using dojo?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
And it kind of, in all honesty, that one song, you know what I'm talking about, right, Jared? The future song?
Grandma's
kind of, it kind of does sound like that. So it's kind of funny that she.
Grandma's hip. Pays attention. I want to meet Grandma. Is this maternal or paternal?
Doesn't matter.
Your mom or your dad?
Paternal.
Okay. Thanks.
I was aware of that.
Oh, okay. Just you had a blank look on you. I mean, it's well, just, this is radio, so I. You know,
Brian started talking too, so I was trying to figure out what he said. Yeah, it's my dad's mom.
Okay, good. Well, this is good.
Yeah, it's good sports.
I
talk.
Have two thumbs. Take that.
All right.
Rob.
So
winning.
In the NFL right now, there's kind of a lot of things happening, obviously, but. The Rams are the only undefeated team left. The Patriots are good. The Chiefs are good. I just don't know if there are any teams other than those three who are truly going to compete. Now, I'm saying as of right now. Obviously, we know in the NFL things can change very, very quickly. And by the time playoffs comes around, anything can happen. But right now, those are by far the three best teams. And I think by quite a bit. Am I wrong on that?
No, I wouldn't say you're wrong on that.
And the Rams... Kind of, I can't find
the NFC's terrible,
which
other
weird.
Than the Rams. But the Rams, like, I don't trust them.
But they're not bad at any one position, though.
Well, I know, but I mean, obviously, you can just turn and hand the ball off to a beast. But
right, Jared Goff, I don't think he's that. I don't think he's good
like,
enough.
He's like the Philip Rivers of the NFC, a little bit.
Right, but he's. I mean, he's not. Philip Rivers gonna be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he doesn't
have
the arm.
We can argue about that, too.
He doesn't have the arm.
No, he's going to be. Philip Rivers?
Well, yes.
I don't know if he should be. He's going to be.
We could argue whether or not he should be.
I agree on that. Yeah. And especially, too, with L.A. You know, typically, like last year, the NFC was kind of stacked and the AFC was weak. But this year, the NFC is way down. I mean, the Cowboys.
Garbage.
And
the NFC East is terrible.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it is. I mean. Yeah, the NFC East is horrific.
I mean,
the Packers are a terrible team this year. It's just kind of
the Vikings. I think the Vikings are probably the second best team in the NFC.
Which is
not surprising.
They were pretty good
last year.
But they looked a little scary early on in the season. They barely beat the Niners when they had Garoppolo.
They got shut out at home by the Bills.
Yeah. And the Bills
that makes
bad.
No sense.
Okay, that spread was that's got to be one of the worst. Spreads.
That's your favorite team right now, the Bills.
The Bills the week they won. I had them to cover and they won, and then they covered the week before too. So yeah, I'm a Bills guy right now. I'm a Bills guy. Derek Pringle Jr.
They played the Patriots this week. You got him?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh no.
Well, the NFL. We wrote off the Patriots, right? They were done.
Right. Well, listen, that's characteristics of the NFL.
They were 1-2.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah. But this is what the Patriots do every year.
And they won four straight.
And the Chiefs
I'm
always
familiar.
Start...
I'm a Steelers fan. I'm familiar with what the Patriots do.
And the Chiefs always start out hot. Every year it seems like they're 5-6-0, even when they had Alex Smith. I know everyone's all excited about Patrick Mahomes and everything. And, yes, he does look unbelievable. But Andy Reid always does this. And then when it comes playoff time, they are knocked out in the first round. Why is this year going to be any different? I know it's still early, but it just seems to me like they have to get the home playoff field advantage, because otherwise they're going to struggle.
Yeah. Well, I watched Steelers 2 years ago win a playoff game at Arrowhead, so in person. It was great.
Oh, that's right.
It was fun.
How is Arrowhead?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, Chiefs fans are pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, Arrowhead's a great place to go to see a game.
Yeah, I imagine. NFC-wise, Bryce, what are you seeing or what do you think, other than the Rams? Like you mentioned the Vikings. The Packers, you think they're going to be a wild card team?
Yeah, if they make it. They've been just playing like crap. And they're going to lose to the Rams.
Well, they're not a good team.
No.
They just have the best quarterback in the history of the NFL,
I wouldn't rule out the Saints right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can never rule out Drew Brees.
And I mean, they have the good Saints, pieces. When the they Saints get a pieces. Defense,
yeah.
which they've got this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're
when
pretty
they,
tough
when
to
they
game.
Won the Super Bowl.
If they figure out a way to get home field advantage, their home field advantage is way more important than the Rams.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Dome's a tough place to go in and win a game.
Yeah, and we know how poor LA fans are.
Yeah. Boy, here we go. I mean, like I'm defending LA. I don't care, but.
Just throwing that out there. Actually, I will say this. I was shocked at how many people were still there in the 18th inning last night.
There were, but it's a World Series game.
I understand that, but I agree, but L.A., I'm telling you.
Yeah, but the Dodgers fans still love the Dodgers.
Yeah, they just show up in the third inning, leading the seventh.
Well, yeah, but the seventh inning ended up being the 18th.
They did. I was going to say, I'm giving kudos.
For a World Series game, they'll stick around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
I went to game four of the NLDS in 2016.
In L.A., what did you think?
There were so many more Cubs fans.
It
was amazing. It was a home game. It was great.
Yeah, that's my point. I just think that L.A. fans, and I've thought this forever, you know, there's a lot of other things going on in Los Angeles, so there's not...
Yeah,
you know,
but...
There's not that diehard fandom that like you have in Sacramento where it's the only ticket in town.
Well, yes. Okay.
That's what the comparison is.
Well, there
making.
Is no Major League Baseball ticket in Sacramento.
No, it's just the River Cats.
Do they play by the Gold Bridge?
The Tower Bridge. Yes, they do. No, right across
you can see it from the bridge.
See? Look at me. All sacked out.
That's right. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, you can talk college football. Just go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's Alabama and Clemson, and that's pretty much it.
That's my point. There's no parity. Why do I care?
Because...
I'll watch the championship game.
Because the passion of what... like me, as an Iowa fan... Today still means a heck of a lot. It's like you as a Kings fan, kind of. I mean, the general Kings game means nothing to anyone.
Right.
But you're a Kings fan.
The regular season
means
nothing.
But the pageantry of college football, you see, you grew up on the West Coast.
I know.
I mean, I grew up in Big Ten country, then I lived in Alabama. I mean...
I understand. I don't understand it. I
unbelievable how much... A Saturday afternoon means to these people. And in Alabama, it's way beyond just a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun, too, though. But the biggest game in my life this week, in my former life, was this week, though. The Magic City Classic, which none of us, no listener probably even knows what the Magic City Classic
is. No idea.
But it's the biggest black college football game probably in the country. Alabama A&M versus Alabama State, 70,000 people, Legion Field, another 100,000 people outside, barbecuing something.
Wow.
It was awesome. I was a part of five of them, and they were awesome. But
so why do you think college football isn't as big of a deal here on the West Coast?
Well, I don't think you have any of those perennial powers. I mean, and I've talked about this with some of my, you know, fans on the East Coast and fans in the South, certainly. Oregon probably is the closest thing to that feel on game day. I mean, even USC, which has a terribly proud tradition.
Right.
But they still play in the Coliseum. They don't play on campus. They don't play. I think there's that tie to the university. Like most of your stadiums are on campus. They're in smaller towns. You know, have you been to Clemson, South Carolina?
No.
I mean, there's nothing there except
the
university.
That's why I have not been there.
But. On Saturday afternoons, it is a huge deal.
Right.
To go, or Tuscaloosa is the same way. I mean, Tuscaloosa is not that big of a town. Auburn, I mean, but in the South especially, you've got a lot of those, like, small towns that have a university that it just becomes the cultural event.
And there's just more. I think there's way more football out there than there is over here.
You go to a night game in Baton Rouge? That's awesome.
I mean,
you. I want to take you to like a big time college football game just so you could see it, or a whiteout at Penn State, or the Big House, or the Horseshoe. I mean, all these venues you can call them by one name, and people know what you're talking about.
Not on the West Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Not on the West Coast. Yeah, we are more thinking about.
But once you see it, you would be an addict. I mean, you wouldn't. You can't.
He loves turning that off.
I mean, I went to.
That's what it is.
I had field passes to the Iron Bowl in Tuscaloosa, the Auburn, the Cam Newton Auburn team. I mean, it was.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a dog in the hunt, but it was one of the greatest sporting experiences I've ever been a part of.
Atmosphere wise, I agree. It's got to be one of the best things to see in person.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, even last year, I went to the Penn State-Iowa game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. And again, you know, on the big blip of maps, it doesn't register on the radar. But it was an amazing game. Now, Penn State won, and that made me mad on the last play of the game. But that's like, you know, But just to be in those atmospheres, in those environments, is a lot of fun to see. A sporting event in general.
Yeah, it sounds like something we're missing a little bit.
But on the West Coast, when you think of West Coast teams that are good, they don't have that. I mean, Stanford doesn't have that kind of draw. Oregon is about the only maybe
Cal
Washington. Maybe Washington. They play on campus. UCLA doesn't play on campus. USC. I mean, it's just a different feel.
All right, we got to take a break. Jared's giving me that sign that I need to go to commercial.
Get the hell off the air.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, this is Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
The 17th annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
Anymore.
Right, he's out. But I'm saying Indianapolis isn't any good.
That's very true.
So this is like a... And this, these
they
are
the beat your that, Bills.
You know who won the cover on that?
Right. So I got to ask, was that the traditional fourth segment
it
song?
Was.
Okay, good.
Sure was.
I got to get my segment songs in order here.
Yeah, you should. All right, so game four of the World Series is tonight. Now, if the Dodgers win tonight, do they have the momentum heading into game five?
I think that, yeah.
They have the momentum. You think they have the momentum right now?
Sure.
Yeah, you just won.
They won the last game.
Yeah. I still think even if the Dodgers win tonight, Red Sox are in control. You're going back to Boston.
It's going to be cold.
And you'll have your ace on the mound.
Who has the advantage in this series as far as home field?
The Red
Boston.
Sox. That's why the series started.
Boston won
there.
108 games.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with that anymore, does it?
Yes, it does.
They changed it.
It actually does. It has everything to do with that.
It used to be.
You won the All-Star game, which I thought was an absolute joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So Boston has the advantage. And I think the Dodgers just don't have enough. And don't even get me started on the launch angle thing because I'll go on a tangent about that. But
I love your tangents.
No,
they're
it's
great.
I don't have time for a tangent.
Tangent number one.
The reason the game
three.
Went 18.
This is my tangent three. Only one today. Launch angle. And go.
The reason why the game went 18 innings last night, everyone's trying to hit home runs.
Well, the Dodgers have
I'm a Cubs fan.
Ugly record when they don't hit home runs. In games where they don't hit home runs, they're like their win percentage is like 12%.
Great, but at the same time, you get a runner on, bunt them over, play good style of baseball. I don't understand why.
Did you just go full National League on it?
You're anticipating Dave Roberts being a good manager. He's not.
He's
terrible.
In the World Series.
It doesn't matter.
Dave Roberts, his
managing did not get them to the World Series. Not at all.
Okay, but he's in the World Series, so he's not. I mean,
for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, his managing did not get them to the World Series.
Now, is Clayton Kershaw going to have to step up here big time, and do we need like a complete game shutout from him for him to kind of get
he'll be pitching
not
against
being
Chris
good...
Sale again in game five.
Is his belly button okay?
I hope so.
Yeah, what was that about?
He has a belly button piercing, and it got infected. Yeah.
Jared, you ever pierce your belly button? No, he says no. Jared didn't even
Jared doesn't look like a belly button piercer.
Jared didn't even want to answer that one on the microphone. He just shook his head no, like I'm crazy.
Denied on that. That was a terse look.
Yeah.
You get Chris Sale in game five, even if you lose game four in LA.
Yeah, but Chris Sale has not been Chris Sale.
Yeah,
that's
but
my point.
But
Kershaw's not Chris Sale.
He's thrown a fastball at 91.
Yeah, not Chris Sale is still better than Kershaw.
And they shut him down early in the end of the regular season. Too. So, to me, it just seems like it's all about the offense. It doesn't really matter who's pitching.
Well, that's the thing.
Does matter. I'm saying, but Kershaw and
last night you didn't have two of your best bats in the later part of the innings.
because they got taken out early.
Yeah. Benintendi and JD Martinez weren't in the game for the last half of the game.
Who is going to be the DH now for the Dodgers, though? Because I think they're going to switch it up. They had, I'm trying to remember if they had a DH in Game 1 and Game 2.
But it has to be Muncy.
That's what I think, too.
It's got to be Muncy because he can't
field anything.
Yeah,
he
can't
put Freese at first, and then Muncy will hit it.
Which is what they did late in the game last night when Freese came in, right? Or who'd Freese come in for in the 14th in this pinch hit?
It's so cute that you guys watched this game because I was dead asleep.
You didn't watch?
No.
Not at all.
I went home and went to bed after the Simpson win.
But hey, Simpson got their first win last night.
They did.
That was fun.
Yeah. Go Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, big win.
A lot of fun.
29-point win.
Yeah.
Hey, did they cover?
Reading peeps need to come check this thing out because it's going to get a lot of fun this week.
Did they cover the spread, Connor?
We can't talk about that.
I cannot conform nor deny if we even had a spread.
No,
we didn't. All right, thanks, Tom, for coming on.
Hey, not a problem.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, actually, it was a big problem at 7:30 when my alarm went off.
Yeah,
but
Bryce, I got to have you on again when he's not here.
Oh man, I feel like I had a reputation.
No, because I need to have a legit interview about being an AD.
Oh, okay, good.
Tom, can you guess how many times I've been on now? It's the word of the day.
Three?
It's a three.
Yay! Hey,
congrats.
All right. Same number as Kings losses.
We'll see you next week on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco.